All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees on January 23rd, 2020. I'd like to make a note before we start the meeting that if anyone would like to speak, to fill out the speaker card with your name and address, and we'll be taking comments from the audience after the conclusion of our regular business. I'll start the meeting by inviting Pastor Snodgrass up to do a opening prayer. And thank you for being back. We're glad to see you on your feet, and we're glad to have you back here.
Yes.
Thank you. Almighty God, we come to you to sing, and God, give you praise and glory for the day that you have given us, God, and for the life that you have given us. Let us approach each day, God, to be able to do your will for our neighbors and our friends. So, Lord, we ask you right now to bless this trustees meeting. Bless the citizens that come out that show the interest in our township. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless our first responders, our firefighters, police officers, our road department, all those who have answered their call of duty to protect and serve this township. Lord, we also ask you to be with our country. Bless those that's in charge. And we ask you to be with our servicemen and women who are serving, no matter where they're at, whether it's abroad or here in the country. Keep them safe and watch over their families. Now, God, we ask you to be with this Board of Trustees. Let their decisions that they make, God, be for the benefit of this township. In your wonderful name, we'll give you the praise and the glory. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask Vice Chair Fleshman to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Robin, if you could do a roll call vote, please.
Mm-hmm. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the regular meeting on January 9th, 2020. Can I have a second?
I second that.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'd like a roll call.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Great. So next, I'd like to move over to resolutions for bills and payroll. Robin?
Yes. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves bills in the amount of $597,930.42 and payroll in the amount of $280,884.73 for a total of $878,815.15 from check number 61993 to check number 62162.
Thank you. So I would like to make a motion. Is there a second?
I would second.
Is there any discussion? I'd just like to note that payment is a bit higher because it includes our yearly installment for our new fire engine, which we are paying over the next couple of years. So, and we have a couple of other beginning of the year annual expenses that we have in there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sharon.
And part of payroll is we had to do our Bureau of Workman's Comp.
Yeah. So that it's always a little higher at the kind of beginning of the year on that stuff. We also have a road repavement that we got our invoice from the county engineer in there that we committed to last year. Hearing no further discussion, I'll call for a roll call vote.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
The board has no objections, I'd like to have Chief Adams come up first because he has to go to something with his kids. Hearing no objection, we'll call you up and bring you up.
Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Good evening, everybody.
Hi.
Nice to see everyone. I got a lot tonight. I apologize, but I'm quick. You guys know that.
Yep.
The first thing I have for the board is we have been accepted with, you guys know how much we work with Frank County Public Health for the opioid crisis. You guys have seen all that. We have now been selected. I've been working with them. There is a group called NACHO, which actually stands for the National Association of County and City Health Officials, big words, blah, blah, blah. They are in charge of all health departments in the country. We are one of seven now. There's been seven departments in the country picked for an opioid thing and partner with another fire department, and we are one of the seven in the country that got picked to do this.
Wow.
So, that being said, there's a lot more information that will be coming out about this, but what our goal with this is a new implementation of how we as first responders and county health are dealing with the opioid crisis. And we're trying to be a little bit more involved instead of just pushing Narcan on people's noses and hoping they do okay. So it's very exciting for the township. It's obviously going to be a no-cost type thing. It's going to just increase our efficiency in our crisis here in the township and in the surrounding neighborhoods. So pretty exciting. There'll be a lot more information on that soon. And I'll bring it when we get
Assistant Chief Adams, just want to open that to discussion yes. from the board.
Not for this, oh, sir, okay. at the end. Okay. Another topic.
All right. Ooh. Carry on.
Wonderful. Second on my agenda is I have the AFG grant update that we received this year for $169,000. That money has been spent minus $5,300, which is a surplus amount that I will get to spend on anything we need for the fire department. So I'm going through that. Also, I just want the township to be aware, and I've already spoke with Robin and Lisa. I don't know if you guys noticed or not, the government's kind of messed up sometimes. They have accidentally double paid 90 fire departments out of the country. They double paid us, maybe. They notified me via email. Excuse me.
We got a notice.
We did get the money?
It's coming.
Great. Well, as Robin just said, we are now going to have to immediately write a check back to the government for $159,000 because they double paid 90 different departments around the country.
Can we get some interest off it?
No,
get
keep it? Okay. I tried all. You know me, I was like, would I keep any of it? And they're like, no. If you want to go to jail, you keep some.
Yeah.
So Robin obviously will notify me, and then we will just have to write a check back to the federal government.
So we'll have to do a resolution to do it.
Correct.
Can't we just send a check back?
No, because it's our EA.
It's ACH.
Gotcha. Yes.
We got a notification from PNC.
Can we do a resolution now, or do we have to wait till we get the file?
Can we do it now? It'd be great.
Because we'd already got notice that it's,
so
that
I'd
it's
like
coming.
I'd like to entertain a resolution to pay back monies to the government that was sent to us in air. If there's no discussion, I would ask for a second on that.
Yeah, so to clarify, this will be a resolution paying back the amount of...
I don't have it. It's $159,634. I don't know if that's exact. I'm trying to use that right out of my brain.
I'll look at the note from PNC. We got it this
money
afternoon.
Money
could be overpayment.
Yeah.
The total number, the total number of overpayment.
To clarify everything.
So there's a resolution on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there any other further discussion? I'll do a roll call vote.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
It's resolution 20-019.
Thank you.
So, make sure that resolution reads for overpayment.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then when it comes in, that way you guys are just good to go. You don't have to worry about it.
Total win.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you very much.
We don't want them to charge us for any interest that we might get for 2 days.
We're trying to get free money. I don't need to take any promise. That's for sure. Third on my agenda is, if you guys have been aware, we have the community chat here in Franklin Township, the community health action team that myself and Chairman Alex are working on, and Administrator Potts. We have another, our main goal was the food pantry that we're trying to put forth in this area, because as we described, it's a food desert. We have another meeting Monday, an update with that food pantry due to some technical situation with Mid-Ohio Food Bank and our chat. It looks like we will be delayed to our first food pantry possibly in April. And it's going to be down the street church. There'll be more information when it is up and running. Everything is set. We're finishing our training tomorrow on Monday evening. Yeah. But with Mid-Ohio Food Bank and how to deliver the food, it looks like it'll be April. But this is going to be a great thing for our citizens and actually anybody that just lives anywhere near here.
And if anyone wants to serve on that committee, that is an open meeting. Folks are welcome to do. Our meeting will be here Monday at 6 p.m. We meet monthly. So we're always looking for residents, citizens, and community partners to participate in that process.
That's excellent. Last, good news. Manpower call for the fire department. For the first time in 23 months, as of tomorrow, we will have all firemen back on duty and healthy. Mm-hmm. So don't say that too loud.
I'm healthy.
Yeah. So we're excited about that. Last, I had a resolution put forth on the board. This would be a resolution for surplus equipment at the fire department. Due to our receiving that fire grant, for all of the new SCBAs, I would like to consider our old self-contained breathing apparatus and associated equipment as surplus to get it out of here. It's not worth any money. We can't sell it to any other fire departments. I can't, I'd try if I could. I can't, but I can donate it, sell it to Columbus State Community College Fire Program for $1. We work closely with them. We have a lot of their students. So my recommendation is to make it surplus and then sell it to Columbus State for $1.
Where would that go out on the west side of your...
Yeah, the Bolton Field.
Yeah,
and I have some more stuff. I'll talk to the board in a couple weeks, but we have now partners with Columbus State and Southwestern City Schools. We're going to be running a fire program with them. It's going to look really good on Franklin Township, but I didn't want to bring that up yet.
So I'd like to entertain a resolution number 2020-018 in accordance with the Ohio Revised Code, Section 505-101. Contracts with the state or other political agencies, the Franklin Township Board of Trustees hereby provides notice that it shall sell surplus equipment to the Columbus State Fire Science Program, Columbus, Ohio, and whereas Franklin Township has determined the sale of fire hoses to Columbus State Fire Science Program, a political subdivision valued at $1. And whereas Columbus State Fire Science Program has the appropriate funds to pay the purchase price for equipment, and therefore be it resolved under the authority of the Ohio Revised Code, Section 505.101, the Franklin Township Board of Trustees do hereby sell surplus equipment to other state agencies. Is there a second?
There is a second.
Is there any discussion?
Nope.
Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call vote.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Thank you.
All right.
Are there any questions come from the board?
Yes. I just wanted to see if there's any update on the fire truck. Has it already went out from 192s or 193s?
It has not. To go back to Wisconsin,
sure.
We are
yes.
still dealing with their attorneys, trying to not pay them very much money for this process. It is going well. We are, Chief Welch is working diligently with Pierce Manufacturing. They have come to terms that they sold us a bad truck in 2011, and they are attempting to make it right. The problem we're dealing with right now is we're kind of holding them over the coals on how long they're going to have the truck. They say a minimum of 90 days, but we're concerned that it could be up to 6 months, and that's unacceptable to us. So that's where we're at right now. It will be going back to Wisconsin to get completely refurbed for about $30,000.
So my question would be, and I'm sure you thought of this, the second side of the coin, could we just exchange ours for one of theirs?
Let me try that.
Okay.
So what they will be doing is removing the entire body of that fire truck and replacing all the frame rails and steering of that engine because they finally realized that they sold a bad product. That being said, we have added on additional things that we feel like they need to fix, i.e. paint that is rusted early, some other mechanical issues that shouldn't be happening at the age of that truck. Those have all been accepted now by Pierce. The main thing, and the price is where we want it to be. The price, if we were to ask a company to do that,
crazy.
Was $120,000
oh, yeah.
just to do the frame rails.
Yep.
And we said, yeah, right, this is your fault, not ours. So long story short, the truck will be completely refurbished. They literally take the body off and start over, long story short. Then we're also trying to work with the paint and everything like that, because that's only a 10-year-old truck.
Yeah.
We can't have that. So yeah, it's in the works. I would venture to say our goal with them, we talked to them literally yesterday, is hopefully have that to Wisconsin by April. But they are also backed up because we started there's a lot of other people
yeah.
calling them now. Is that, I'm trying to yeah. say it nicely possible.
Right.
So we can't get a new one, but that'd be cool.
When you consider that our vehicles are well-maintained, they're mm-hmm. washed, they're garage kept in a heated garage, mm-hmm. and et cetera, it's not acceptable to see this kind of wear and tear of rust eating the frames out.
Well, we also, just to speak on that, they tried to blame Ohio on it, but there's been a class action lawsuit by South Carolina for the same problem, and they're like, oh, yeah. Like, I don't think there's a lot of salt on the roads in South Carolina.
Yeah.
So. But we worked, it's going well for us.
Sure.
It's going to save the township a substantial amount of money.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
I'd just like to take a point of personal privilege and thank you, Chief Adams, for helping us with our Narcan training
yes.
yesterday. I know Trustee Fleshman and I were there, and Administrator Potts, several folks from our audience were here. It's another great opportunity for folks. We had over 20 people that received free doses of Narcan, which is the opioid overdose medicine, and it was a great training.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for hosting us and
yeah.
putting it on. I know it's the second one we've had for residents,
yes.
And so keep up the good work. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Any other comments from the board for the fire department?
I want to commend you guys on that food bank project. That's one of the things.
Well, commend us when we get it going. I'm a little upset.
Right.
We wanted to have it done by the first of the year,
yeah.
and it's kind of hit some snags. It's amazing. I'm trying to say this the right way. The red tape to give out free food is there's
I'm
a lot
sure
more tape than I expected.
Sure.
but we're trying.
A lot more than one might think. Well, anyway, I do appreciate
well, thank
that.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. One of the programs that you know that I'm real avid about, trying to support.
Yeah, well, they've been great. It's just there's a lot of training involved and how
people,
it's distributed.
People really don't realize it, do they? Just
I wish
box,
it was easy.
Take a box of food and give it away. It don't work.
Sure can't. I thought it was that, and then I was opened up the world of
very much.
Not being able to just give it away. So.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Chief Smith, Police Department report.
Thank you. Deliver Thanks. You this. You only need it. I don't have much tonight. I had a discussion with Scooter earlier, so I wanted to talk about no parking signs in the area of Nationwide and Industrial Mile. With the cars parked so close to the corners, the fire engines, I don't know how they get through there anyway, but they're unable to safely make those turns. So I would like to get either a motion or a resolution to...
I think we have to do a resolution. I think we have to post it, right?
Well, we do. Make the resolution first.
Just to get the process started with Jim.
Yep.
To get those... done. It's like whatever the ORC says, like 20 feet, 25 feet from the actual intersection back.
Okay. Would you like to make a resolution?
Is that the semi parking that you're talking about?
Well, it would encompass semi parking or cars or whoever, but it's right there at Industrial Mile and Nationwide. Okay. So, you know, the fire trucks come down. I don't know how they make the turn at all without hitting those cars, but if there's another car coming, and the car stops, they don't have enough room to make those turns. So
I'd like to make a resolution number...
It's going to be 20-020.
Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board seeks to put in no stopping signs on from...
No parking.
No parking from Nationwide, what was it?
Industrial Mile.
Around the intersection,
as noted. This would be noted for safety concerns. If there's any further questions, I would
Is there a second?
Well, I wanted to just ask a question here. Is that, no, that's right in the area of the businesses on Industrial Mile Road, am I correct?
No, that's going to be going into the apartment complex.
Okay. Just near that.
Yeah, it'd be the very next intersection.
It's tight for cars to go through.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's...
So, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? I'd like a roll call.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay.
And you'll notify Jim Stevens to work with him?
Yeah, I'll work with him on that. That just kind of gets the ball rolling for us.
Yep.
The next one, same issue, no parking. We have a lot of people parking on Geneva near Jackson. Part of the issue is they're coming to our drug houses, but it's not illegal to park on Geneva, but a lot of residents are calling in complaining.
Okay.
So I would like to look into putting possibly no parking just from Jackson, maybe down. I'll investigate it with Jim.
Okay.
I just want to kind of get the ball rolling. It wouldn't finalize it.
Yeah, so do you just want a motion from us to start that process, and then you can
fine.
Come back to us with a resolution?
Yeah.
So I will move that Police Chief Smith work with our roads superintendent to determine options for no parking signs on Geneva. And to report and to report back on to the board.
Yeah, wouldn't it be Jackson and Geneva?
Jackson and Geneva.
Yeah, I'd like a little discussion on that. Is that on the south side of the street we're talking about? No parking?
Or, yes.
Okay. And how far from? Oh, Geneva
Jackson.
And Jackson.
How far back?
To the corner and back? Or,
I don't know. I got to go out and kind of do a little survey and see.
This is just a motion.
Yeah.
He'll bring back and we'll do a resolution to actually get it going.
They're parking on Geneva and then they walk up.
Well, I think it might help that situation, so I'd be yes.
Would you like to second that?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. Hearing none, I'll do a roll call vote.
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
I'm still used to that order.
I have questions, Chief. We were talking about those. I know we were talking in the back about Finland. What process is there in issuing fines and et cetera? Because I know like Finnan, they've been up for about 4 or 5 years now. Mm-hmm. Can we start getting any patrols to look for?
Yeah, I told Juanita she can call me when it's going on. We'll periodically try to check.
Okay.
But yeah, we can.
Because usually once that has been addressed and a few tickets go out, right, then people are like, I ain't parking there.
Yeah, that's just an enforcement issue that doesn't require any,
thank you,
any more signage. The next, I'm not sure where we're at with this no-knock resolution for the township. I don't know if Mark was going to talk about it or I can. I think it's something that we are going to enforce. So
we have not given it a resolution.
I don't think we've had a discussion about it.
I wasn't sure.
If I may, sir, prior to your coming on, we have talked about it. At one point, it was thought that the township, unless you were home rule, you wouldn't be able to do it. And I'm going to give credit to Mr. Cheney for he found either legislation or other townships that are not. In doing so and looking forward, we can do that from what I understand. But I think that what we need to do is, however the resolution would read, we would need our council to make sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed so that it is appropriately done. I would entertain a resolution or a motion to move this forward to our council just to make sure we do it correctly.
Yeah. What we're going to do, to interrupt you just a minute, Mr. Vice Chairman, is we're going to model it after Jefferson Township. That's the one that we're familiar with, and Mark and I have had pretty strong discussions about this. And we even discussed it with Chief a little bit the other day. I think we need to move forward with it. I think it'd be very beneficial to the township, you know.
My understanding of the resolution would be that for individuals that are soliciting, meaning selling something,
correct,
that they would have to register with us and get a permit,
correct,
to do those sales. But this would not impact nonprofits like Girl Scouts or political candidates, or as long as there was not,
correct,
like sales. So it is literally businesses that are going door to door to sale, and
there
that
are
and
some
so
exceptions. Yeah.
Yeah. So that because we don't want to make sure we don't violate the First Amendment freedom of speech, so that
That would have to be written into the
And like Girl Scouts, that they're going door to door, like no need for them to come in here and register for that. So like, I want to make sure that we are
kids selling school candy for their
right. I want to make sure that as we're looking at this, I think it would, you know, I think if we can get a resolution to read through that and then we can discuss it at a future meeting, I think that would be helpful. So I don't know if Chief Smith or Administrator Potts, like if we can get some information to look at an upcoming meeting, I think we can then discuss it.
That's what we're intending on doing. Now, just
maybe
for
just
the residents, so you understand, and I think some of you have heard us talk about that a little bit, and what that would prohibit would be maybe getting, you know, some not real desirable people in the neighborhoods, because, you know, a lot of what's happening in a lot of areas nowadays is people are going into the neighborhood that are really phony people.
Mm-hmm.
Knocking on doors, checking homes out to see what's available to maybe steal, you know, or theft and everything. And we, several townships have already done this, and we're thinking that that's, we'll do nothing but help our neighborhoods as to the threat of maybe having some unauthorized person come to your door, things like that. So that's kind of the purpose of why we want to push this forward.
And if I may give you an example that we have seen in the township in the past, and I was blown away by this. I seen the video of a gentleman and a young female, meaning a child. The male would block the view of the camera. The female would, or the child, would fill up a backpack of all the candy in like a convenience store. And then they go door to door and they're selling candy for school.
Oh.
So a lot of things like that is going on in our township and you don't even realize it. And it's about the time when they're selling Girl Scout cookies and $2 a candy bar. And so this was something that I've personally worked on, that we were trying to catch the perpetrators with that. Mr. Horn, you've been working on this. Do you want to make the resolution?
No, that's fine.
I don't think we need a resolution.
We don't need a resolution.
I think we wait for them to bring up the stuff.
Okay.
I don't think you need anything.
So the resolution will be when we vote on it.
That's right.
As we speak here, Mark and I are getting the information together.
So we'll wait for a report back from you guys.
And I told a couple of specific neighborhoods that we'd probably be looking. I think we have to post that for 30 days, as I recall.
I believe so.
Yeah.
So I've told a couple of neighborhoods, I would think we could probably work through this in a couple of 3 months, in time for spring and summer.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Chief, anything else?
Nope, that's all.
Any other questions from the board?
Nope.
All right, hearing none, thank you, Chief. We'll have the Sheriff's Department come out and give any reports that you guys have.
Trustees, everyone else, how y'all doing? All right, so this report is going to be from January 10th to January 23rd. We had 515 calls of service, that is minus 31 from 2 weeks prior, and we have taken 51 reports, that is negative 30 from 2 weeks prior, and out of all those, we had 22 arrests. We had 10 drug-related offenses, that's a positive 4. One on Leesburg Court on January 13th. We had 2 of them on Thomas Avenue on January 13th. Brown Road, January 14th. Rich Street, January 13th. Had 2 of them on Eakin Road, which is also part of the city of Columbus. But for some reason, we ended up getting some of those stats. One of them was on the 13th and on the 16th of January. We had a total of 4 ODs, one of those on Leesburg Court, one on Humphrey, one on Brown Road, and one on Broad Street. We had 16 burglaries and or breaking and enterings. That's a positive of 10. 4 of those were on Industrial Miles on January 14th and January 17th. I'm sorry, two on the 14th and 2 on the 17th. And I believe only 2 of those were actually legitimate burglaries. The other ones, there was no reports made. January 15th, Harmon Avenue. January 21st on Franchire. One on Frank Road, January 17th. One on Climb Road on January 13th. We had 7 stolen vehicles for the 2 weeks. That's negative 6 from 2 weeks prior. 2 on Brown Road on January 14th. 1 on Lowell, January 14th, 1 on Franchire, January 21st, 1 on Broad Street, January 21st, 1 on Leesburg, January 20th, 1 on Knob Hill, January 17th.
Sir, if I may ask,
absolutely.
Do you have, I know the one on Lowell Drive, and it happened in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm alluding to is, how many of those are just like in time frame? Do you have a time frame?
I can give you that the next time I'm around.
I'm just kind of curious because it's getting so brazing that they, and I know.
So I know because we're actually working on some projects. The ones that are on Franchire, those seem to be more of the early morning.
Okay.
Type people go out, start the cars, leave them running right. To warm up.
Right.
It's easy targets. And
are they breaking and I ask this question because myself, I have 2 set of keys. Mm-hmm. Been starting my car in the morning, and then I lock it with another remote, and then brush my teeth and come back out and get ready to leave. I'm even wondering if someone's willing to break the window to take the car because the keys are in it.
Well, it's usually it's not that brazen. Many of them that I've noticed personally, they're not breaking windows. It is people who leave their key fobs or the keys actually in the car and take off. It's not the old-fashioned hot wire the cars anymore.
Right. Yeah, no, see, I mean, mine is being keys in ignition running, but the doors are locked, and I use another key fob to get back in.
Some of them are actually gotten key fobs that are programmable, and they can get into your car.
Wow.
We had no recovered stolens That's actually negative three. We had a total of three weapon-related runs. That's minus seven from 2 weeks prior. Most of those weapon-related runs, they didn't actually have weapons, but people thought they did, that kind of thing when they called in. But one of them actually was legitimately a weapon, and that was on King Edward Court, January 12th. We had a total of 18 thefts within the township, and they're all spread over instead of reading them all off. That's negative four from 2 weeks prior. And that's all I have. Does anyone have any questions for me?
Any questions from the board?
So your thefts are running maybe 30 or more per month, something like that?
Anywhere between 15 to 25-ish.
In that range?
Yeah. And right now, 2 weeks, like I said, it's minus four from the last 2 weeks.
Okay, have you had any conversation with Detective Fisher yet with our department?
I think he's still going through some of the training. I believe that's the last I've heard. Okay. So,
I assume you guys will be sharing a lot of
information. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
I also have business cards if you guys want. It has my contact information. I'll leave it up here if you guys like
sure.
to get it.
Or if you can set some right up here.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
Great. Any other questions on the board?
No.
Well, Deputy, we really appreciate you coming out and giving us a report.
Absolutely.
Moving on, so I know Jim Stevens is still out sick. I hope he's doing better. I talked to him yesterday. He's not feeling so great. Mark, I don't know if there's any update that you have from the Roads Department.
I have one. ODOT has sent over their certified 2019 Township Highway System Mileage Certification. I need signatures from the board to certify that we have 34.235 miles of public township roads.
Is that the same as the current ongoing?
Yes.
Okay.
So I've got two sheets here, and if I could have...
Yep,
we can all have that. You want to pass them down? And
any other reports from Road Department?
Not from Road Department.
Okay.
Just for the record, I'd like to say what a great job they've been doing with the snow and ice this year.
With all the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it didn't even hit the ground. I mean, every morning
it's like
clear.
They put an umbrella over the township.
Ms. Watkins, Fiscal Department, anything to update on?
Just to let everybody know, I am going to be on vacation next week.
Going anywhere fun?
Yeah, I'm going to California for the first time ever. So
I hope it don't snow there.
I hope there's no winter.
Like mountains.
Winter fronts coming through.
All you got to worry about is wildfires out there.
Let's hope not.
You invited me too, so.
Oh, okay.
Don't make any campfires.
Away in the luggage.
Yeah, I guess I forgot about that invite.
If your luggage is extra heavy, she's curled up in there.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that in case you needed anything to talk to Lisa, I just want to get my vacation out to be ready for when Mary comes in.
Okay.
Then I've got time to be with her and the audit, of course.
Sure.
So.
Well, great. I don't have anything to report. Mr. Fleshman?
Yes, I do. I only have a few. I have three of these boxes. This rayon, if I say it right, I call it rayon or radon or rayon. This is from the Franklin County Board of Health. They have these kits, and you can go online and request one. I have three more up here if you want to see me after the meeting. Basically, the instructions are in there. You would open this, set it in your basement, follow the instructions for the period of time, put it in the self-addressed envelope, send it in, they will test it. You will be able to then get that back and see if you have rayon acceptable in your basement. Rayon is a odorless, can't taste it, can't see it, gas. It naturally comes from the ground. Over time, our basements and walls, they get suture cracks or small cracks. Gas from the earth comes up. One of the harmful things is lung cancer is known to be linked to. So this is that month, as they call it. That's why these are free. So you're able to get one of these kits either by going online or and going to the Board of Health and clicking on it. They will mail it to you. Or I have a total of three of these here today. I'm going to try to get more for the next meeting, but since they've been doing this, these are going like hotcakes. Other than that, the Sanitary Engineers Department is having a meeting here on
February 11th.
from 3 to 6. This is for an addition. This is, once again, people that have not, say you didn't qualify for the sewer, for where they put it on your taxes, on your property tax, or and et cetera, where it's no money out of pocket to get hooked onto the sewer for the money back project. If you've applied once and you did not get accepted, I say apply again on this next round to see if you can qualify. Well, and there'll be people here from the
so it's a financial assistance meeting, another round.
Correct, to see if you can qualify. The date came and went. It was supposed to be December 20th, I think, was when the date that you were... Is it,
you guys, 20 or 22nd. Something.
You were supposed to have your sewers hooked up at that time. However, and I'm choosing my words carefully because we're on tape, and I know this is going to be important for people that read the minutes. I want to be correct as possible. If you haven't had your sewers done and you are accepted and on the program... Your grandfather, don't worry about it. They're going to get to us when they get to us. Other than that, sir, that's...
That also pertains to the Brown Road.
Yes, Money Back Brown Road. Yes, it's all the same project.
Money Back and Brown Road as well. Yeah, just for clarification.
Thank you. Mr. Horn, anything to report on?
Real quickly here, with the help of Mark and Robin and... Chief Welch, we all got a team together here and trying to improve our communication system here, our phone systems and everything. Come to find out, Mark's been here for 6 months and we don't even have a telephone for him yet, or 7-8 months.
Whatever. I do now.
He does have a cell phone.
I didn't have a lamp.
Anyway, what we had decided to do. And this is for the benefit of the residents as well. What we're doing, and my goal, and I hope it's the other trustees as well, I've discussed, made the discussion, Mark and I have, with the department heads, Chief Welch and Lieutenant Ratliff. Now, I haven't had a conversation with Jim Stevens yet, but
we haven't talked to Jim.
What we want to do is... To get, we're trying to simplify this phone system where when it comes into the main number, you can simply, if it says, I think as we have it set up now, Robin, I think the road department is number one, isn't it? Or something like that.
I think that's how the greetings are. Mm-hmm.
So when the residents call in, just dial in, press the one, and that will get you to Jim Stevens's phone or office and leave a message. And if you have a period of time, say 24 hours or something, that you haven't heard back, or leave whatever your complaint is, we're trying to streamline the thing as much as we can to try to save taxpayer dollars. So leave a message that, this is so-and-so on... Lowell Drive, and I've got leaves to pick up, brush to pick up, whatever, and just leave the message. And a lot of times Jim will just go ahead, put it on the schedule, and come on out when he gets the guys available. And the same way, we were having a lot of miscommunication with the police department too. And what's going to happen is when you call and you dial the main number, just wait for your prompt to say for Chief Welch or Chief Smith, press so-and-so. Do that number. And if they don't immediately get it, or if they leave a message, make sure you leave a message for them. Now, that's non-emergency numbers, okay? That's numbers that you need to talk to the police about a non-emergency issue. Of course, your emergency is, as usual, 911, of course, But anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know that we've been working on that. I think we've just about got the issue handled. We're going back to the system, the old system that we had. Chief Welch already was into it, and he never changed off it, really. And there was all kinds of space left on the program. Robin and Lisa and so forth, they like it better, too.
When we were able to find all the old phones that we had, we put them away. We didn't get rid of them.
Yeah,
so that saves us from having to buy new phones. So we just basically utilize the system that's in this closet.
Purchase maybe two extra, and that would be like...
Because we're still short a phone because of Mark.
They're more than like about $200 per phone at the most.
Extra. So anyway, we're hoping that that really speeds everything up and gives everybody hope. And I know one of the big things, and John and I have talked about it a little bit, about not getting calls returned and everything. If you do have an issue, I think everybody's got my phone number, call me. I'll be happy to talk to you.
Great. Chairman, real quick, on the phone meeting, Mark, and correct me, with the system we currently have, if the front desk person's on the phone, if somebody calls in while they're on the phone, it automatically goes to voicemail. There's not an extra line for it to ring.
Okay.
So when we go back to our old system with the old phones, what will happen is that, like the phone on my desk, the light will start flashing, and it'll beep, beep. Like, she's on the phone, a phone call is rolling in from the outside, I can then pick it up and take it straight from my desk.
Correct.
Right now, we've got one line coming in.
I wasn't aware of that.
And that everything, so she's on the phone doing something that's taking some time, people are calling in and it's going straight into the
Robin,
voicemail.
Robin, she can't even match with the phone.
So I'm glad you guys are fixing that.
Well, I think
it's going to provide more service to the public because other people can answer the phone.
John, I've always known there were some problems there, but I wasn't able. So basically what we did is I just said, hey guys, let's take the time and figure this darn thing
out.
That's what we did.
I thought it was, so we're going back to the way it was where you press 1, 2, 3, or 4. I thought we currently had that now.
Mm-hmm. We don't really do.
Well, but we don't have, we'll have more lines.
Yeah.
Like the problem is now everybody's isolated.
Yeah. Sure.
So if Mark's on his phone, like today, Captain Breaker was calling for him. Mm-hmm. He calls me.
Yeah.
He's like, it went straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
He's Mark there. I said, Mark's on his phone.
Yeah.
And he's like, well,
so I'm talking to Captain Breaker. He wants to talk to Mark.
Exactly.
It's going into voicemail, but Mark's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Mark's phone can't roll to me.
And notwithstanding the fact that the company we had purchased those off, you had told me that they'd filed bankruptcy or something.
Right, the current company we're with has filed bankruptcy.
We couldn't get data from them. We couldn't get...
And we can't get customer service from them.
We can't get anything, so we had to do something. And furthermore, the guy that we are getting now, and he is local here, and so we have service. And if we have an issue or something, he's
we received a quote.
He's here.
And he's local.
So
nice.
It's going to be a win-win for all of us, really.
Great. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Administrator Potts, report out.
Got a couple things. One, I would like to advise everyone that we've received our ballot language for the fire levy that will be on the ballot. And pursuant to our counsel, Mr. Griggs, we've received what's called a receipt, acknowledgement of receipt. So he's asked that I ask the board for a motion to allow me to sign that and send it back to the Board of Elections.
So I'd like to make a motion to authorize Administrator Potts to sign the Notice of Election Certification through the Franklin County Board of Elections. Can I ask for a second?
Sure. I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll do a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Another thing I wanted to bring up is we are in a transition period. I know that there's been discussion about switching other vendors and such during this time. I'd like you to maybe consider keeping status quo with things such as our bank account and other things going forward for that time. I'm not sure how you would address that, but if that would be a resolution or a motion or something to consider.
Sure.
During that
I would like to make a motion or resolution to prevent any transition to new financial institutions until the new fiscal officer is in office and is able to facilitate those conversations. Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion?
No.
Okay, Ralph.
I'll do roll call. Thanks.
Sorry. Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And the last thing I want to bring up is we were notified just recently that the township has received a grant from SWACO. It's called the Community Waste Reduction Grant. It will total $1,761.13, which will be 75% of our cost for providing all townships, all offices with good recycling materials, such as nice bins and different things. And then we'll be working really closely with SWACO to help use this as an advocacy measure for our township and others to realize that we are in the township instituting a comprehensive recycling program for employees, and hopefully other people will, we can lead by example and other people will Great. Kind of go forward. So last week, weeks go by fast, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I went to SWACO. I got to do a tour of the, I always call it the dump, but the landfill.
That's what I call it.
And while
trash
I was
trying to dump, yeah.
And so there were a lot of different groups, like, for example, Furniture Bank was there. That was one of the other recipients.
That's nice.
They're getting money to provide, to purchase a new truck to help them go out and pick up furniture to provide them.
And recycle stuff, that's
for great. Example. But one of the what I thought was the coolest thing is I was doing the tour, I look over and I see Ron Beatty from our road department waving at me. They were pulling in with a truck full of waste that they'd picked up. I believe that was the same day that we had our municipal court individuals in helping our road department.
It's all of our partnerships, all in one place.
Mm-hmm. So I got to go to the top of...
I wasn't there, Ari.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I thought you lived there. What are you talking about?
I've seen enough trash in my life.
So I got to go to the top of the landfill. I sat in the little bus with the other people taking the tour and looked out and watched Ron back the truck up and dump it out. So I believe that's all.
Did you really enjoy that?
I did. I did.
Y'all, Ralph's got it.
He's going to love the trash, right. Man.
Yes, he does. He's got
all right.
And the biggest thing they wanted us to see, all the people on the bus, was they wanted us to look out and see all the things that were floating around in the landfill that could have been recycled.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest takeaway they wanted us to have.
Very important.
That tour, so.
I do believe one time, and I don't know if they're doing this now or not, but like 6 years ago when I first came on as a trustee, that there was an agency that comes around now and they actually mine the old, call it dumps or landfills, for the recyclables because they are so valuable.
Like the metals and stuff in there,
And the aluminums and stuff.
So just like you do a coal mine, they go in and actually mine.
I'd rather be in a coal mine. All right.
That's all I have.
So we'll move to speaker cards. Mr. Blevins?
Mr. Blevins had to leave sick.
Okay.
He wanted to give his apologies to the board.
Did he have something in regards for us?
Past meeting. I guess we'll talk to him at the next meeting. Ben, sorry, I can't read your handwriting for your last name.
Yeah,
you have 3 minutes.
Awesome, thank you. I will use one of them. Okay. All right. Hi,
Mark.
My name is Ben Babkanek.
Can you spell that, please?
Yeah, Babcanec.
Do you have a card?
I sure do.
Just make it easier.
Yeah.
Then you won't have to. Thank you so much.
Yep. I am a senior vice president at Heartland Bank. And I'm here to make our intent known that we would love to try to do business with the township. So we are local here throughout Franklin County. We're hyper local here as far as being on Wilson Road and other surrounding communities. And we'd appreciate the opportunity to try to deepen our relationship with the township. So there's things that would benefit the both of us here as those township dollars get reinvested as we loan those out right to the neighbors here of Franklin Township. And so that's super important to us is to make sure that our economies stay strong. And then there's other ways that we can partner through sponsorships and whatnot to, when I hear what your guys' concerns or needs are and the needs of the township. It's just important to us overall. I just wanted to make sure that you can put a name to a face. Another strength of ours is that I've been at the bank 18 years. It's my first job out of college. I'm doing so pretty good so far. I want to make it my last one. And so there's continuity at the bank with a lot of our senior leadership to make sure when, as you're giving your phone number out, you know, is I do the same. It's that you got to be able to be reached. We live in a world that is 24/7, and I'd like to be this. I'd like to say, think the same with myself and a lot of our associates at the bank.
Are you based in Columbus or Newark?
Wilson Road.
Well, we have a branch here in Wilson Road, but I mean, we are located, you know, our corporate world headquarters is in Whitehall, Ohio. So we were in Hanna for a while, we moved to Whitehall because there's an opportunity to improve the community there.
Yeah.
Mayor Maggart's been awesome to work with, and a lot of people, when they think about township funds, you know, and whatnot with municipalities and public funds, they think of the large banks. They don't think of the community banks. And we've grown to a size that we're very much in that market. Okay. We do, I have many references. I have townships in Franklin County that bank with me, as long with cities and school districts. So I'm confident that we can handle the needs of the township, and I just would like an opportunity moving forward. That's why I was here tonight.
I hope you met our incoming fiscal officer, Mary Reinhardt.
I actually mentioned Heartland Bank before this meeting.
I think if you say it three times, they appear, right?
I'd like to think we're that good, we're not.
And then this is Robin Watkins, our assistant fiscal officer. We just passed a resolution to Mary's coming in April 1st, and we're looking forward to that. And so I think, you know, those are the experts that you want to talk to with those individuals.
And, you know, and Mr. Potts, we'll kind of get involved in it and see what all we can do there. And I guess we'll go from there.
Yeah, all very fair. Thank you for being open to it. Yeah, we are completely full service. So I heard fire engines. We do those. Yeah. I mean, so it is accounts, but it's anything else. I don't want you to think because you'd be with Heartland or a community bank that you would have to settle when it comes to service or products. We have them. Okay. So I just want to make sure that was known and appreciate the opportunity to speak
today.
Thank
you. Okay. Any questions from the audience or comments from the audience? Yes.
You mentioned volunteers for the food bank?
Yes.
What is expected from the volunteers?
So there are a host of volunteer opportunities, whether it be just attending the planning meetings of that, or there are a bunch of different opportunities at the actual food bank when it's held once a month. That could be staffing a sign-in sheet. It could be carrying stuff to someone's car. It could be checking off the produce that's going in and out. There's a dozen different roles of things that need to be, all the way from, you know, pretty intense leadership roles all the way to, you know.
And you said the meeting was Monday.
So one of the planning meetings is Monday at 6, yes.
There might be a few people from the Mark Law.
We'd love to have you.
If I get more information, that's the only reason I ask.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. And, you know, it's going to be right here down the street from you guys. So, yeah, if you
the
or anyone else wants
here,
to come.
Right?
That meeting is here, correct. And they usually last about an hour.
The meetings will be at Central Baptist.
The food bank will be at Central Baptist. We will hold the planning meeting here.
Yep. Okay. Just for clarification, I'll try to make that too.
Any other questions or comments from the audience? Seeing none, we're adjourned.
I was 45 minutes, my fastest one.
You were getting close.
You were getting close.
You get nervous, your record's going to be broken.
No, I was like, oh, no.
I can do it this year. I will do it this year. I don't know, I'm trying to run. Be quick and efficient.
You moved right along.
You got to sign this, too.
Okay. Rayon, Mark. You got. I have our first person in line, Rayon. So we got one, two, and then three.
Did you like that training yesterday?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I know. That makes you see if you liked it.
I under cooled.
Yeah. One.
They didn't let me go.
You could have. The chat meeting. Yeah. Monday.
Are we allowed to?